say that you just kind of exploded?
Just hard work, really, doing extra, even with the teammates, just focusing on technique and my mindset really was the main thing.
A lot of the guys in the secondary are hoping you'll be back and hoping you'll take them out to dinner once you get the free agent deal done. What are your thoughts on how everyone wants to see you get back here with the Texans?
That means a lot, you know. Like I said, I've been through a lot here with the organization, a lot of ups and downs, but they never gave up on me. I'm appreciative of that, and me and the DBs especially, we're very close. So, like I said yesterday or the day before, I just would like to be back. We'll see what happens, though.
Can you describe that camaraderie between you and the rest of the secondary?
We're all like brothers, really. We joke around, we argue and stuff, but at the end of the day, we're teammates, we're friends, and even outside of here, so we're always in communication with each other. We always try to see each other in the offseason, so it's a good bond going on between us.
Adrian, what is this like for you now going into the offseason, given your situation?
You know, I really don't focus on what's about to happen or anything like that. Like, after this, I'm going to go pick up my daughter. So, and then I'm probably going to get away this weekend with my cousin and then take my daughter to Atlanta next week. So, I'm just not focused on that right now. I just want to spend as much time with my family as I can and my daughter now that I have time to and just relax.
What will it mean to you to get the opportunity, if it works out, to be back here?
It'll mean a lot because it'll show that you know, that they really wanted me and they seen what I did this year and that I could, that there's better things that's going to happen in the future from an individual standpoint and a team standpoint.
Players like you work all your career to be in this spot. What does it mean to be in this spot now, so highly thought of going into a contract situation?
It means a lot, but even once this happens, you know, the main goal is to win a Super Bowl. And just to be able to get as close as we were and play the number one seed and, you know, have a fighting chance, you know, it's positive things you could take out of that. So we're looking forward to it. I know I am. And like I said, just going to have to keep working harder because nothing's guaranteed.
AJ, what do you feel like you proved this year?
That I could play. That's the main thing. That I'm also a team player, that I'm a hard worker. Main thing was just to play as many games this season as I can, even though I missed like one. But, you know, just like I said, just wanted to prove to everybody that I could play, and that was the main thing.
AJ, you came into the camp really as the fourth corner, and it was because of some opportunities. You got to go in there and really show what you did. What does that say about the whole next man up mentality and that you were able to really exemplify that?
You know, in my past here, I always looked at everything from an individual standpoint. I was always playing the victim, you know. And one of the things I had to do was take a step back and realize that it's more than just me. And I was doing more as far as from special teams, doing whatever coaches asked me to play safety, dime backer. At the end of the day, I just wanted to win. And I started to realize, and I was telling like Corey Moore and them, the more you focus on yourself and then the more you focus on the team, it makes you play that much harder. And that's the kind of mindset that me and him was having, working after practice and everything. And, you know, just having that mentality. And then, like you said, when the next man up, coach always told us that when you're in the game, you got to act like a starter. And that's one thing I was doing, and just trying to do whatever I can to help the team. Unfortunately, that Kevin was hurt and other injuries. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the reason that the team was losing.
What about the fact that you got an opportunity and you seized the moment? Some athletes get the opportunity and don't seize it. You seized it.
Yeah, you know, I was fortunate enough because I had plenty of opportunities in the past and I didn't capitalize on that. So I knew that this was going to be a year that it was all or nothing. Just being patient, you know, taking the coaching from the coaches and from people like JJ and Kareem and just listening to them. They helped me out a lot with everything, just made the game easier for me the further we got into the season. So I started to get more comfortable, but it was just trusting the process, taking it a day at a time.